Hello and welcome to Channel 9 Raw Tech and another Azure walkthrough. In this walkthrough, I want to demonstrate taking an existing Node.js application and deploying it to Azure Web Apps and then using Visual Studio Online to edit that website. First, I'm going to start with a blank Azure Web App. To do this, I'm going to log into the Azure portal and I'm going to create a new project. So I'm going to use the web and mobile and I'm going to specify a web app. For my web app name, I'll use Node Cookbook, and then I'm going to create a new resource group to combine the stuff that I'm using, and I'll just call it Node Cookbook. And for my service plan, I'm going to go ahead and create a new service plan, and we'll call it Node Cookbook, and we'll set that to East US, and we'll leave it at the standard pricing tier. I'll go ahead and create the web app. Alright, once my web app is created, then I can go in, and we need to set up an Azure web extension to connect to Visual Studio Online. So I'm going to open up the web app. I'm going to open up all settings. And in the settings, I'm going to scroll down to extensions. When the extension blade spins out, I'm going to click add to add a new extension. Once the list of web extensions loads, I will choose Visual Studio Online. I'll be presented with the legal terms. I will click OK to accept the legal terms and click OK to install the web app extension. Once the extension is loaded, I can click on Visual Studio Online to open the blade and click Browse to open the Visual Studio Online code editor. Once the code editor is open, I can take a look at the files in my project, I can search for files in my project, I can connect to Git or Visual Studio Online for my code repository, and then there are some options to running my application, showing the output window, opening up a console, and then going to a specific file. You'll notice that we created an empty website and we were automatically given a hosting start.html file. This is a blue page that says, hey, your page, your website exists. We don't need that file for this, so we're going to go ahead and delete that now, and we'll click OK. What I do want to do is connect to a Git repository, so I'm going to click on Git. Notice again that I can connect to Visual Studio Online, I can create an empty repository and begin working from scratch, or I can use an existing repository URL. So I'm going to paste in the URL for my Node Cookbook. I'll click clone and a console will open and show me that behind the scenes we're doing a Git clone of that URL. Once all the files have downloaded, you'll notice I have my project all working over here. Now I do have some projects that are referenced in my package.json. Those have not actually been downloaded. So what I need to do is come back to that console window and I need to use npm to install those packages. Notice as it creates those, it's putting them here in this Node Modules folder. there all of our Node modules are installed and ready to go. When I created this app, I created it to run on port 80. So now that I'm running in Azure, I need to change that port. So when I do my app set port, instead of using a hard-coded port 80, I don't really know what the process is. I don't really know what the port is, but I can query for the process.environment and then request the port. And then I'll use the OR operator to say if that port doesn't exist, then go ahead and use port 80. Everything's about ready to go, but one common mistake that people make using Node.js in Azure is they forget to add a web.config file. Since we're running Node in IIS, we need to have a web.config file. The easiest way to generate this file is to click on this Run button. Azure will see that this is Node.js, and it will automatically generate that web.config file for me. And not only will it bring up another page to show my application running, and it works just fine, but when I come back, I'll see that I have this new web.config file. And this web.config file has all of the things in it that I would need for IIS Node to be configured to run the app.js application. All right, one last thing. Notice here our Git repository. It detects that there are a number of file changes. Most of those changes came from this Node modules, and I'm not really interested in checking those files in. So one last thing that I want to do is I want to add a gitignore file. And when I do that, I can say ignore the node_modules folder. And when that gets saved, Git will refresh. And show me that there are only three files that we've actually modified. The gitignore, which is a new file, the web.config, which is a new file, and then a modified file for the app.js port. I can now put in a commit change and say that these are DSO deploy changes. I can check those into Git to commit those, and everything is good and running. That's what it takes to get an existing Node.js application up and running on Azure. I hope you've enjoyed this walkthrough, and we'll see you again on Channel 9 Raw Tech.